ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today I want to ask you a question. Why have you come here? What do you want in Krishna consciousness? What brings you to this movement? What keeps you in this movement? What a simple question, isn't it? But we have to think a little. Be Krishna.
May I say?
Yes, certainly, Vinata.
I came to this movement because...
Sisi Goni Tai Ki Jai. Yes, yes.
Whatever else I try, but not good enough.
Došla sam u ovaj pokret zato što ništa drugo što sam probala nije bilo dovoljno.
Not satisfactory, but it didn't mean not feeling of satisfaction.
Nije mi pružala dovoljna osjećaj zadovoljstva.
There was some enjoyment, but still...
Bilo je tu mnogo užitaka, ali ipak je u svemu tome bila jedna praznina.
And
ono što me drži ovdje je što ovdje nalazi nešto bolje, još uvijek. Ne mogu naći ništa bolje od ovoga.
Thank you very much, Pia Krishna. What? I have to repeat it for the tape tape hearing posterity. So here comes the answer of Vinata Mataji. She said, whatever she tried in the material world, there was a certain amount of enjoyment, but it seemed in that enjoyment was a hole, and after some time, it was empty. In Krishna consciousness, she has found something where she cannot see that there's anything better to this. What is it what you have found, Vinata?
Što je to što si našla, Vinata?
Yes.
The beginning it was the relationship with devotees.
Teško reći, u početku to je bio odnos s Bhaktama.
Now it's also relationship with devotees, but with certain devotees.
Yes.
I sada je to također odnos sa nekim određenim Bhaktama.
Thank you. Pia Krishna Prabhu. This is Pia Krishna Prabhu. He is traveling with us. He is the stomach of the Shrestikata Bhajan band. he is cooking and giving us his wonderful association with many philosophical insights. Pia Krishna is a doctor from the Zurich University. He made his doctor in food science. Oh yes, oh, we have a good cook.
Krishna je inače doktor jednog njemačkog univerziteta o znanosti prehrambene
I ran away from school when I was 16, now a doctor of food science, cooks for our Shrishtikata Bhajan band, where I'm a member. It is very, very good. Oh, it's good that Ramachandra is not here, otherwise he would not be encouraged to Good. Bir Krishna, what brought you here and what keeps you here?
Bir Krishna, što te dovelo ovdje I što te drži ovdje?
I hope that by your explanation I can understand the Prabhupada's teaching a little bit better.
Vjerujem da putem tvojih objašnjenja mogu bolje shvatiti učenje Šrila Prabhupada.
What keeps me in the movement is the wonderful example that you and other great devotees in this comment.
Ono što me drži ovdje je primjer kako tebe, kako I drugi divni bhakta u iskonu.
So here is an example that Bir Krishna Prabhu says the knowledge which he found was bringing him to Krishna consciousness, and the example of devotees keeps him in Krishna consciousness.
Dakle, Bir Krishna Prabhu kaže da ono što ga je dovelo u pokret je znanje, a ono što ga održava je primjer velikih bhakta.
I want to now make a revolution. I want to say what brings me to Krishna, brought me to Krishna consciousness, and what keeps me. For many years I was very shy and I didn't want to say it because it's not very fashionable. But finally, when we were driving in a car and we were discussing this with Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, I decided to tell the truth. I want to make spiritual experiences. I knew that there is a God, but I cannot have access to him in my material life.
Znao sam da postoji Bog, ali nisam mu mogao pristupiti u svom materijalnom životu.
And I wanted to experience him.
Želio sam ga doživjeti.
I was very much let me say moved when I heard how Srila Prabhupada said that this Krishna consciousness movement teaches us a process whereby which we can see God.
Jako je veliko utjecaja na mene imalo kad sam čuo kako Srila Prabhupada kaže da je ovaj pokret svjesnosti Krišne način na koji možemo vidjeti Boga.
I want that.
Ja želim to.
I know that Prabhupada said we have to qualify, first we have to deserve, then we have to desire.
Znam da je Prabhupada rekao da se prvo moramo kvalificirati, prvo moramo zavrijediti to, a zatim željeti.
I do not want to ignore this and I want to work hard so that I can qualify.
Ne želim to zanemariti, želim naporno raditi da bi se mogao kvalificirati.
But ultimately I must tell you very honestly, I want to experience God.
Ali na kraju moram vam reći vrlo pošteno, otvoreno, želim iskusiti Boga.
And the experience of Krishna keeps me in Krishna consciousness.
Iskustvo Krishne drži me u svjesnosti Krishna.
I feel a day is not worth living when you cannot feel the closeness of God in your life.
Mislim da je dan nije vrijedan da ga se proživi ako u svom srcu ne osjetite blizinu Krishne.
In the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, we are invited to make an experience of Krishna.
U 11. pjevanju Srimad Bhagavatama pozvani smo da napravimo jedan eksperiment o svjesnosti Krishna.
Bhakti parishanu bhavo virakti anyatra chaisha eka trika nistrikala eka. This verse says If someone takes to the process of devotional service, he will experience first the feeling of bhakti.
U tom stihu je rečeno da ako neko počne provoditi taj proces svjesnosti Krišne, prvo će osjetiti osjećaj bhakti.
Then he will make an experience of God.
Zatim će iskusiti Boga.
And then he will lose his taste for material life.
A zatim će izgubiti ukus za materijalni život.
It's very important that we make a spiritual experience, my dear devotees. If you don't make a spiritual experience in your life, there will be not much longer some haribo, hari hari bol. It will die from your mouth.
Ako u svom životu ne steknete ta duhovna iskustva, onda neće baš još dugo trajati ovo hari bol, hari bol, nego će sve to umreti.
Yes, it will die in your mouth.
This.
Yes. When you light a fire, then there should be some heat and some light, isn't it? In the same way, when you practice the process of bhakti, there should be some taste, some ukost. Some higher satisfaction in you, which comes when you touch the Lord.
Na isti način ako prakticirate proces bhakti, onda bi se trebalo manifestirati nešto ukusa i takvih iskustava koje bi nam dale iskustvo prisustva Boga.
And you should definitely feel some sense of, oh, I am not interested in the world any longer.
I definitivno bi se trebali iskusiti jedan osjećaj, ovo više me tako ne zanima, ovaj materijalni život.
These two things, an experience of Krishna and detachment from material life, was taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je govorio o ove dvije stvari, o dva simptoma, to je odvojenost od materijalnog svijeta i osjećaj prisutnosti Boga.
He taught his devotees these two things, attach and detach, by the chanting the holy names of the Lord.
On je dakle podučavao svoje učenike o tom procesu odbacivanja i prihvaćanja kroz pjevanje svetih imena Boga.
He was very careful to open this school of Krishna consciousness, and he first made it a private school.
Bio je jako pažljiv da želi otvoriti školu svjesnosti Krišne i kao prvo napravio je privatnu školu.
In the beginning, no outsider was allowed in this private school of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Iz početka u tu privatnu školu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu-a nije bio dozvoljen ulaz nikakvom vanjskom učeniku.
Every night he went into the house of one of his dear devotees, Srivas Thakur, and he was making a kirtan for the whole night.
Svake noći odlazio je u kuću jednog svog dragog baktere Srivas Thakura i tamo je čitave noći imao kirtan.
In this kirtan, the devotees would transcend time and space.
U tom kirtanu bhakte bi transcendirali i vrijeme i prostor.
They would simply chant in ecstasy for the whole night.
Oni bi jednostavno cijele noći pjevali u ekstazi.
There were some amazing scenes.
Bilo je tu nekih čudesnih scena.
The devotees would, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes become as light as a feather and float above the heads of the devotees.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bi ponekad postao lagan poput pera i lebdio iznad glava bhakta.
He would develop all the symptoms of ecstasy.
Razvio bi sve simptome zanosa.
His body would, for instance, become very long. He would roll, he would sometimes dash on the floor and roll on the ground like a golden mountain which had fallen.
Ponekad bi se izdružio po podu i valjao se kao poput zlatne planine koja je tu pala.
He would cry streams of tears which would come without end from his beautiful eyes.
I plakao je tako da su suze iz njegovih prekrasnih očiju tekle potocima.
He would teach his devotees by talking after the kirtans for a long time. But mainly his devotees all tasted love of Godhead while singing the holy names of the Lord, and it totally intoxicated them.
Ali uglavnom su njegovi bhakte iskusili svjesnost Boga dok su pjevali glasno u kirtanu i to ih je potpuno obuzimalo, intoksiciralo.
I wish to read to you a little bit from one prayer from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Želim pročitati jednu molitvu Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Hope I can find it for you. Yeah. Bhude devasyanta pranaya madhuna snana madhuro muhur govindo jyad visharo paricharyachi tapadaha svarupasya pranabhuta kamala nirajita mukura Shachi shuno king menayana sharanim yasyasti punaha. When will that Gaurahari, who was bathed by the honey of love which exists within Sri Ishwarapuri's heart,
kada će se taj Gaurahari pojaviti u srcu Sri Ishvare, onaj koji se okupao u medu,
When will he become visible to my eyes? I offer my obeisances to Sachinandana Sri Gaurahari, whose voice always falters as he experiences waves of ecstasy in his heart. Yes. And it says, oh yeah. His locks look very beautiful, ornamented with the dust of the earth, which rises up as he dances. Locks. Yes.
Njegova kovčeva kosa izgleda predivno dok se uzdiže, dok pleše, dok lepeša.
Powerful waves of prema come from his body.
Iz njegovog tijela dolaze moćni valovi preme.
And he moves very slowly because he dances in ecstasy. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he was making this divine spiritual experience of love of Godhead available by his kirtans.
Kada se gospodin Chaitanya pojavio, on je omogućio da svatko dobije to iskustvo Boga putem svojih kirtana.
But they kept for themselves.
Ali oni su to zadržali za sebe.
It was a private affair. One time they were dancing and Lord Chaitanya in the house of Srivas Thakur, and Lord Chaitanya noticed that there was no ecstasy coming. So he said, there must be somewhere an outsider here. And they were not satisfied before the outsider was located. It was someone who was hiding in a barrel. And then this person was thrown out. Once, before this house of ecstasy, you can say, the school of ecstasy, there was one yogi sitting, a brahmachari, who only drank milk, nothing more, no eating.
Jednom je pred ovom školom ekstaze, kako bi ju mogli nazvati, sjedio jedan brahmačari koji nije pio ništa drugo osim mlijeka.
He wanted to take part in that nocturnal chanting and dancing.
On je želio učestvovati u tim noćnim plesu i pjesmama.
And she was but Lord Chaitanya said, if I could reach God by only drinking milk, I would also do it. It's not a qualification to enter into the this kirtan.
Ali gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, kad bih mogao ja piti mlijeko i tako doseći Boga, onda bi ja to činio jednostavno. Piti mlijeko nije nikakva kvalifikacija da se dođe u kirtan.
Lord Chaitanya, in other words, was very, very careful to not allow outsiders in the chanting, in his chanting school.
Drugim rečima, gospodin Chaitanya je jako pažljivo, bio jako pažljiv da nijednog stranca ne dovede u svoju školu pjevanja.
He wanted to make sure that only experts would be there.
Želio je biti siguran da će tu biti samo stručnjaci.
He wanted only qualified people. And then after they had attained a high state of Krishna consciousness by their chanting and dancing, then he opened the doors and he started his worldwide movement. I think this is significant. If you want to become strong in Krishna consciousness, you also need to become an expert. In the beginning we say, yes, everyone welcome. And this will certainly always remain the policy of our movement.
To će svakako uvijek ostati politika našeg
pokreta. A person who is not giving to others without condition, that is not right. We always have to unconditionally give in order to please Krishna.
Osoba koja ne daje ništa drugima je jednostavno nije kvalificirana za naš pokret. Mi uvijek moramo biti spremni dati drugima Krishna.
But we also should see that we are becoming a little bit more expert.
Ali također moramo shvatiti da moramo postati nešto malo stručniji.
We should check our advancement regularly.
Moramo redovito provjeravati koliko smo napredovali.
Do I obtain more taste in my spiritual life?
Da li stječem više ukusa u svom duhovnom životu?
And do I develop more detachment in regards to material life?
I da li razvijam više odvojenosti u odnosu prema materijalnom životu?
We should not be careless and not ask these questions.
Ne bi smjeli zanemarivati takva pitanja i propustiti da ih postavimo.
I know many devotees who have not asked these questions regularly over the years.
Mnogo baka poznajem koji tokom godina nisu postavljali redovito to pitanje.
And all of a sudden they notice I'm 10 years in the movement, but I have no real taste and no detachment.
I odjednom oni shvaćaju, ja sam već 10 godina u pokretu, a nemam pravi ukus i nisam odvojen.
Then they say, I'm cheated, I'm cheated. Kavanchita, kavanchita. Lord Chaitanya came to give love of Godhead. Everyone got it, but my heart is a desert.
Zatim oni kažu, prevaren sam. Gospodin Chaitanya je došao da svakom da ljubav prema Bogu, ali moje srce je pustinja.
This should not happen to you. You should not say after 10 years, I'm cheated. I did not obtain this direct experience in spiritual life. What you could do is, you can regularly ask yourself this question and measure your advancement by these two rulers. Do you have developed taste in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness by touching the Lord? Or and have you developed detachment from material life?
U svom životu morate redovito postavljati takvo pitanje, da li, ta dva pitanja, da li sam uspio približiti se Bogu, da li ga mogu dodirnuti i da li sam razvio dovoljno odvojenosti od materijalnog života.
And when you have you're not satisfied with your advancement, you should immediately do something.
I ako niste zadovoljni svojim napretkom, odmah morate nešto učiniti.
I would like to give you a little example which I have today also given to our Mataji Vinata. Today I have put the question in the interview, do you know how the old people from Polynesia used to drive over the ocean without any compass?
Danas sam tijekom intervjua postavio jedno pitanje. Da li znaš kako su stari starosjedioci Polinezije mogli probiti more bez kompasa?
I don't know if you know, but these old people were sometimes drive going for 3,000 miles.
Ne znam da li ste znali, ali ti starosjedioci su ponekad plovili po 3000 milja.
And this is very difficult without any navigation instrument.
A to je vrlo teško bez navigacijskih instrumenta.
Why is it difficult?
A zašto je to teško?
Because there are streams on the ocean.
Zbog toga što je ocean prepun struja.
Storms and waves, high waves.
Također i oluja i visokih valova.
How could they do this?
Kako su mogli to napraviti?
What is your answer, Predrag?
Kako bi ti odgovorio na to, Predrag?
It's amazing, isn't it? I also didn't know this, the answer. The answer is amazing.
Odgovor na to je zadivljujući.
They somehow could make an internal map and keep that in their heart.
Oni su na neki način mogli napraviti svoju internu mapu i držati je u svom srcu.
They would hear about the different countries they would they wanted to go to and make trade with.
Čuli su o raznim krajevima i željeli su tamo ići i trgovati.
Then they would look at the stars.
Zatim bi pogledali u zvijezde.
They would concentrate. And then they would have this inside map. And whatever would happen, they would keep this map. When the waves would carry them maybe 20 or 30 kilometers off the route, they would in their mind know, well, we have gone 20 kilometers or 30 kilometers off the route, and they would, when the wind was over, go back to the route.
Kada bi valovi odnijeli 20 ili 30 kilometara sa kursa koje su plovili, onda bi oni na neki način to znali prema svojoj unutarnjoj karti, odmah bi zaključili. Mi smo sad skrenuli 20 kilometara i onda bi vesrima se vratili na put.
They would have very expert captains on board.
Na brodu su imali uvijek vrlo stručne kapetane.
And they would always, these captains would always know exactly where they are on the ocean. They had to be trained in a school, and then they would be able to keep the boat on track.
Ti kapetani su uvijek znali položaj svog broda na pučini. Oni su zapravo pohađali neku vrstu škole i zato su mogli držati brod na kursi.
In spiritual life you also need something like an internal map.
U duhovnom životu vam je također potrebno nešto poput interne mape.
If you want to reach to some spiritual experience, you need to always know where you are and you need to know the next steps.
Ako želite doći do nekog duhovnog iskustva, morate uvijek znati točno gdje ste i morate znati koje iduće korake trebate poduzeti.
The scriptures say that the path of spiritual realization is sharp, like a razor's edge. It's very fine.
U spisima je rečeno da je duhovni put vrlo oštar, poput oštrice brijača, vrlo je fin, tanak.
too often, you know, devotees, or let me say, people who practice spiritual life are too groovy. And they go off the track a little. Without noticing it. And then when they go a little bit off the track, they will not come to the goal. I want to give you an example. Let us say I make a point here. And I want to reach there, just underneath the light switch. I want to draw a line, yes? So if my line is a little bit off the track here, just this much, I will reach 1 meter next to the light switch.
Ako je tamo crta na samom početku samo malo milimetar otklonjena, ona će tamo kod prekidača biti otklonjena čitav metar.
Isn't it?
To nije tako?
So, if in your spiritual life you don't keep this inner road and this inner map with you, and you practice for many times and you don't keep the spiritual rules intact, you will not come to spiritual experience.
Ako prakticiramo dugo vremena, ali ne držimo se te duhovne rute, onda nećemo doći do nikakvih iskustava duhovnih.
The right road, or the right line and the wrong line look very, very similar here.
Ovdje na početku pravilna crta i ona pogrešna izgledaju jako slično.
I don't think anyone could tell the difference.
Mislim da niko ne bi mogao primijetiti razliku.
But they reached a total different destinations.
Ali na kraju one pogađaju u sasvim različite odredišta.
And therefore this Shastra say, to keep the spiritual life intact, we need to be very exacting. It is as sharp as a razor's the edge of a razor's blade. Let me tell you where the difference between the real line and the wrong line is. The real devotee practices Krishna consciousness for Krishna and for Krishna's pleasure, and the wrong devotee tries to please himself.
Pravi bhakta prakticira svjesnost Krišne, a onaj koji nije potreba, on prakticira svjesnost Krišne za sebe.
It's very, very simple.
To je vrlo jednostavno.
In material life we have learned to take care of ourselves.
U materijalnom životu naučili smo se brinuti o sebi.
In spiritual life we have to think of Krishna first.
A u duhovnom životu moramo prvo misliti na Krišnu.
And then myself.
A zatim na sebe.
This is a very important rule.
To je vrlo važno pravilo.
Let me tell you a little story from Greek from Griechenland, the Greek mythology, which will make you laugh and make you cry.
Ispričat ću vam jednu malu priču iz grčke mitologije koja će vam uzrokovati da istovremeno se smijete i plačete.
It's a story which is meant to illustrate that everyone in this material world is a narcissist.
To je priča koja ilustrira da je svako u ovom materijalnom svijetu narcissist.
Yes, do you know what is a narcissist?
Narcissist.
Yes, narcissist. Not Nazi. Narcissism is something which where a person only thinks his thinking, his feeling, and his acting is only meant to centered around himself.
Narcizam ili narcisoidnost, mislim da se kaže, to je osjećaj kada je sve, kada su svi osjećaji i razmišljanja koncentrirana na samu tu osobu, na samu sebi osoba upravlja.
The Legion says that the original Nazist was called Nazis. Legendo.
Legenda kaže da je izvorni Nazis bio Nazis.
Yes. He was very beautiful. He was so beautiful that there were always a minimum of 10 women running after him. Like women run after musical star or musical singer star of Croatia, or they run behind Michael Jackson, so they were running behind Mr. Nazis. And he was always go like this, Mr. Nazis. And you know, be very self-centered. And every day, I forgot to say, he was going to a lake to look inside the waters of the lake and look at himself.
Svaki dan odlazio je na jedno jezero gdje bi gledao svoj odraz u vodi jezera.
He would be very, very happy the way he looked. Until one day he fell into the lake and drowned. And in his place, you know, where he drowned, a beautiful flower grew out of the lake called the Narcissus flower.
Na mjestu gdje se utopio, iz vode izrastao prekrasan cvijet koji se također zove Narcis.
This was is the first part of the story. Now I will tell you the second part of the story. Listen very carefully. Once this lake was interviewed.
Oh,
you must be very sorry that, you know, this beautiful man came every day he looked into your mirror like face, my dear lake, and now he has drowned. You must be very sorry that this happened and you can't see him any longer.
Mora da ti je jako žao, taj čovjek je dolazio uvijek tu, tako je bio lijep i gledao se u tvojim vodama, i mora da ti je žao što se on utopio, što ga više ne možeš vidjeti.
And the lake said, yes, I'm very sorry.
Yes, je rekao, da, stvarno mi je žao.
But the reason why I'm sorry is not because Narcissus has drowned.
Ali razlog što sam tužno nije taj što se Narcissus utopio.
The reason I am sorry is that now I can't see myself any longer reflected in the eyes of Nazis.
Ono zbog čega mi je zaista žao je što sebe više ne mogu vidjeti u odrazu Nazisovih očiju.
So the lake was also a Nazist. Everyone in this material world is such a Nazist. And spiritual life means to reprogram ourselves from this. Now we need to ask ourselves not the question, am I satisfied and am I feeling well? We need to ask ourselves the question, is Krishna pleased with me?
Pitanje koje si trebao postaviti je, da li je Krishna zadovoljan sa mnom?
Is Krishna happy with what I'm doing?
Je li Krishna zadovoljan sa onim što radim?
Have I pleased him today?
Jesam li ga danas uspio zadovoljiti?
Have I sung and glorified him?
Jesam li pjevao njemu i slavio ga?
Have I meditated about him?
Jesam li meditirao o njemu?
What have I done today to serve my Lord? The moment you begin to think like this, your new life has started. The moment you forget this, you are back in your old life. You may chant. You may have a beautiful dhoti or a sari. And your tilak might be as accurate as the tilak of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. You might have preached to many people and convinced them. Professors in the university might have applauded to you. But if you have done all this to please yourself, in the end of the day you feel miserable. And you will think, what is it that I have not done? I must change my ashram to feel better. Maybe I must take care of my emotional balance key. Do I have enough friends? You might look behind every bush of Istria to find out why you are dissatisfied. And there are many bushes in Istria. Yes. It could be that you have not thought of pleasing Krishna. You have not performed your day as an offering to the Lord. Everyone will think you are a normal devotee. But you have a little bit, you have taken the wrong line. It will miss the goal. Yes, Krishna consciousness is very simple for those who can think simply. It is very difficult also for those who think difficult. So Hare Krishna, you are too late.
I'm sorry.
Hare Krishna. So I wanted to bring to your kind attention the question, why have you come here?
Želim vam ponovo ukazati da obratite pažnju na pitanje zašto smo došli, zašto ste došli.
I think it is because you want a direct experience of the soul and of God.
Mislim da je to zbog toga što želite neposredno iskusiti dušu i Boga.
And ultimately you will require such an experience in your spiritual life in order to be fully convinced in Krishna consciousness.
A na kraju će vam biti potrebno upravo takvo iskustvo da biste bili potpuno uvjereni u svjesnost Krishna.
Scriptures are good.
Spisi su dobri.
And the experiences of saints are good.
Iskustva svetaca su dobra.
The experiences of devotees are also good.
Iskustva bhakta su također dobra.
But ultimately you have to ask the question, what is with my own experience?
Ali na kraju ćete si morati postaviti pitanje, što je s mojim vlastitim iskustvom?
The way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the spiritual experience of Krishna consciousness is through the holy name.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je tako duhovno iskustvo dao putem svetog imena.
In order that the holy name works within your life, you must chant it in a humble state of mind.
Da bi to sveto ime imalo djelovanja u vašem životu, morate ga pjevati sa poniznim stavom u umu.
And then you must learn to concentrate. I think on Sunday we were talking about this.
A zatim ćete se morati koncentrirati, o čemu smo govorili u nedjelju.
Ultimately, this is a spiritual movement which begins from the stage where one understands he is the eternal servant of God.
Ovo je u konačnici duhovni pokret u kojem svako mora shvatiti svoj odnos Bogu.
I want to close my lecture this evening by telling you my last about my last darshan with Srila Prabhupada.
Želim završiti ovu večer tako da vam ispričam kakav je bio moj posljednji darshan sa Srila Prabhupada.
It was very moving.
Bilo je to vrlo divljivo.
He came he was on his deathbed actually.
On je tada bio.
And just to see his Western disciples one more time, he came to London. What an example. He had to lie over three seats because he was too weak to sit. Can you imagine? He was dying. But he wanted to see us one more time. I remember when we heard that Prabhupada wanted to see us, we immediately went into all the cars which we had in the autobuses in Germany, and we drove over the British Channel to London.
Sjećam se da kad smo čuli da nas želi vidjeti, onda smo svi posjedali u sva moguća vozila koje smo imali, automobila i autobuse, onda smo se vozili preko kanala u Englesku, u London.
And you can well imagine when we went into his room, we were very, very nervous.
Možete zamisliti da smo, kad smo ulazili u njegovu sobu, bili vrlo nervozni.
He was the person whom we loved very much and from whom we felt very dependent spiritually.
On je bio osoba koju smo svi jako voljeli i prema kome smo se osjećali jako ovisni o njemu.
And we knew he was on his deathbed.
I znali smo da je on na svojoj samrti.
He had not eaten for 6 months or so. He was like a big yogi who was preparing to leave this planet, but who wanted to bestimmen, wanted to determine the right time.
Bio je poput velikog jogija koji se spremao da napusti zemlju, ali je želio odrediti pravo vrijeme za to.
Finally, actually the same day when we arrived, we could have a darshan. It was maybe 7 o'clock in the evening. It was already dark.
Yes.
And I remember we went in to his room, and the first thing when we saw him is he looked almost transparent.
Sjećam se, ušli smo u njegovu sobu i kad smo ga vidjeli, izgledao je potpuno proziran.
Like someone who was here, but at the same time not here.
Kao netko ko je ovdje prisutan, ali u isto vrijeme i nije prisutan.
With transparent, I don't mean that you could look through him.
Dakle, kad kažem transparentan, ne mislim da se moglo gledati kroz njega.
I meant when you looked at him, you were looking into another dimension.
Već to da kada ste pogledali u njega, mogli ste gledati u jednu drugu dimenziju.
He had something timeless in his whole personality.
U svojoj osobnosti imao je nešto bezvremeno.
Yes. Then when we came in, he said, after we had all situated ourselves, so have you understood our philosophy?
I kada smo se svi smjestili uz njega, on nas je pitao, jeste li shvatili našu filozofiju?
I must say I was very surprised by his question.
Moram reći da me to pitanje jako iznenadilo.
Something else was on my mind. I wanted to ask, do you eat enough? What is wrong? Can we help? You know, it was. But he started on a different level. He not on the level of his personal well-being or so, but on the level of his or philosophy.
Ja sam imao nešto sasvim drugo u umu, želio sam ga pitati jesi li jeo dovoljno, možemo li ti nekako pomoći, međutim on je započeo govoriti na jednom sasvim drugoj razini, na razini filozofije.
So, right, we had to think what is do we have you understood our philosophy? One devotee said, our philosophy is to preach the message of Krishna to everyone. Prabhupada was not satisfied. He said, yes, but what is the message of Krishna? Another devotee said, Sarvadamang Parijaja. Prabhupada was not satisfied. And then he said to us, and I still remember it, he said to us, first of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. This is the beginner state of Krishna consciousness. It is very elevated. When I looked at him at that moment, I could understand that through him, the whole spiritual knowledge of Krishna consciousness came. He was telling us, in effect, don't look at me with the eyes that, oh, soon you will die, we feel so sorry for you. Understand, I am eternal. And you are eternal. There is no death. There is no birth. To think there is death and that there is birth is Maya. What a high level. And he had fully realized it. It was not just some philosophical words. It went right into the srdce. Yes, nam Hrvatska. So, yes. That is the level on which you can practice Krishna consciousness. It is a spiritual movement, and we are waiting for spiritualists to join. Hare Krishna. So I want to end here. I want to thank you all very much. Our days in Rijeka have come to the end today. But that's not the end of our days. We are passing on. If I would be very happy if you can join us at some stage of our Croatian tour.
Bio bi jako sretan ako nam se možete pridružiti bar u nekoj fazi naše Hrvatske ture po Hrvatskoj.
But if you have work or universities or other obligations here, we will most probably see ourselves in the Pula camp.
Ali ako radite ili idete na fakultet ili imate druge obaveze, onda ćemo se najvjerovatnije vidjeti na kampu u Puli.
Please do all come. It's only 94 kilometers from Rijeka.
Yeah.
And you can come and learn more about Krishna consciousness. Even if you come only for a few days, it's certainly worthwhile.
Možete doći i naučiti još dosta toga o svjesnosti Krišne, čak i ako dođete samo na jedan dan, isplati se.
I want to stop here and see if you do have any last questions or any questions here.
Želim završiti ovdje i vidim ima li kakve zadnje pitanje.
Or maybe we should do a little pause, because if one speaks too much and hears too much, one needs a little pause. We will sing a little bit.
napravit ćemo jednu malu pauzu i sad ćemo objeliti.
We can open also the windows again. I think this is Mangala's favorite melody at the moment, isn't it? Yes. So in the Nam Yakya we will learn this whole song, which I have just sung two verses about. Do you have any questions? Something which you wanted to know in Krishna consciousness and which you feel is relevant to your spiritual life? Yes, please.
Zašto neki bhakte, nakon što su dugo godina bili u svjesnosti Krišne, napuštaju proces svjesnosti Krišne, prihvaćaju neku drugu religiju i onda poslije još kritiziraju, recimo, rade neke uvrede bhaktama i tako?
Why some devotees after being in Krishna consciousness?
Not something new, and once Prabhupada was asked the same question. Here is his answer. They were not serious. It's difficult to be serious also. We can't expect that everyone is serious who comes to Krishna consciousness. Sincerity in Krishna consciousness is something which is rare. It means after some that a devotee really wants to please Krishna. Some have come to Krishna consciousness to please themselves. I have come like this to Krishna consciousness. I remember very much I was, and maybe still, was very self-centered.
Sjećam se da sam uvijek bio, možda sam i danas, samo usredotočen na samog sebe.
I wanted to make a revolution to material society, that was my purpose.
Želio sam napraviti revoluciju u materijalnom društvu, to je bila moja ideja.
Because I was not satisfied with the, especially not with the school. I wanted to overturn society and make a better society. So that I could become more satisfied. Later, I hope that my motives have changed a little. So, it is natural that devotees come with different motives, and when they see their motives are not fulfilled, then they leave the society. This is to be expected.
Prirodno je da bhakte dolaze sa različitim motivima i kad vide da njihovi motivi nisu ispunjeni, onda odlaze, napuštaju društvo.
Mm-hmm. This is life. It is, I think it is normal. Of course we would like that everyone who comes to the movement is a pure devotee and wants to or is getting purified, but it sometimes it does not work for everyone.
Naravno, voljeli bismo da je svako ko dođe u pokret čisti bhakta, odnosno da se u pokretu pročisti, ali to nije moguće za svakoga.
It's not so easy to come to the slowly to the state where you want to satisfy Krishna.
Nije baš tako lako postepeno doći do nivoa na kojem želimo zadovoljiti Krishna.
Look in your own life.
Pogledajte u svoje vlastite živote.
Are you always desiring to serve Krishna?
Da li vi zaista uvijek želite zadovoljiti Krishna?
Not always, I think. It's all right, but slowly we have to come to this level. And then you will find out that Krishna is the most wonderful person. And that you are made to satisfy Krishna.
I da ste stvoreni da zadovoljite Krishnu.
When you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, you will think, hopefully Krishna likes this.
Kad budete mantrali Hare Krishna mantru, mislit ćete, nadam se da Krishna ovo voli.
When you read, you think, oh, I want to do this as a service to Krishna. I want to know more about Krishna. So that he is pleased when he knows his devotees know more about him.
Kada čitate, onda razmišljate o tome kako čitate da biste zadovoljili Krishnu i da želite više saznati o njemu. On će biti zadovoljan ako bhakta želi saznati o njemu.
It slowly comes, this desire. When you stay in the association of devotees.
Kada se nalazite u društvu bhakta.
And have a transformation in heart.
I kada dođe do transformacije u srcu.
But we should not criticize those who go away.
Ali ne smijemo kritizirati one koji odlaze.
I think we have also sometimes made a mistake as a movement.
Smatram da smo i mi kao pokret učinili ponekad greške.
Usually those who leave us, they keep the understanding that Krishna is the highest.
Obično oni koji nas napuštaju zadrže to uvjerenje da je Krishna najviši.
But they feel they can't act on this spiritual nivou.
Ali osjećaju da ne mogu djelovati na tom duhovnom nivou.
So we should encourage these. Devotees. We should still consider them devotees. And we should wish them well. And I think then they will keep Krishna consciousness always in their heart somewhere. But when we become so angry with these devotees, oh, now you have gone to Christianity and so on, ooh, now I don't like you any longer, this is not good.
Ali ako tim vaktama razmišljamo, tako i kritiziramo ih, ovu sad si otišao u kršćanstvo i više te ne smatram tako dobri.
Two of my disciples went to Christianity.
Dvojica mojih učenika otišli su u kršćanstvo.
Two? Who?
Dvoje.
I hope they will become good Christians.
Nadam se da će postati dobri kršćani.
Most probably they will also not be so sincere as Christians. Yes, and I will encourage them like this. Branko.
I'm just thinking about how I can recognize my deviation in the proper course.
Razmišljam o tome kako da prepoznam to da skrećem sa pravog kursa.
Prabhupada has also answered this in his remarkable purpose to the subject of widening the garden of your heart.
Srila Prabhupada je to objasnio u svojim komentarima na primjeru vađenja korijenja iz srca, ili korova.
There, in this chapter, six deviations are listed.
U tom poglavlju navode se šest vrsta skretanja.
Diplomatic behavior.
Diplomatsko ponašanje.
That is, you are not truthful, you are doing things with lying or cheating mentality.
To znači da niste istinoljubivi, već imate lažljivi mentalitet varalice.
Nishidacara, that is activities which are not acceptable for the Vedic on the Vedic path.
Zatim tu su djelatnosti koje nisu prihvatljive na vedskom putu.
And then there is violence and envy towards others.
Tu je zatim nasilje i zavist prema drugima.
Then there is the desire to have profit.
Potom želja za stvaranjem profita.
Adoration.
Obožavanje.
And distinction.
I želja za isticanje.
So he said, these are like weeds which grow parallel to the to your plant of Krishna consciousness.
To je korov koji raste istovremeno paralelno sa stablikom svjesnosti Krishna.
And it says only when you are sincere and you want bhakti, you will be able to recognize these weeds.
Rečeno je da samo ako ste iskreni, ako zaista želite bhakti, moći ćete prepoznati taj korov.
You don't need to be a scientist. You just need to wish the right thing, then you will recognize them. This sincerity will give you the eyes to recognize them. You know, when you are gardening, Branko, you need to be a botanical expert to know what is a weed and what is the strawberry plant.
Kada se bavite vrtlarstvom, onda morate biti veliki stručnjak da možete razlikovati što je korova, što je ovaj biljka, jagode.
Yes.
Ne morate biti veliki stručnjak da biste uočili razliku između korova i...
So, in, unfortunately, you don't need to be a botanical expert to understand the subtle weeds in your heart. You will see them when you look with the eyes of that I want to develop bhakti.
Isto tako, ne morate biti veliki stručnjak da razlikujete taj korov od bhakti, već će se to samo po sebi ćete moći prepoznati ako imate tu želju da razvijete bhakti.
But if you do not have this desire, then the weeds will be very difficult to recognize and even uproot.
Ali ako nemate tu želju, onda će biti vrlo teško prepoznati taj korov, a još teže ga iščupati.
Yes, I saw Willy Boy as a family. Now we only need Lydia and then Lalita. Is Lydia also here? Not at the outside with the baby. Yes.
You mentioned that the inner map is very important.
Yes.
This is really what I think, to find the content or the expert,
how to reach, to find this inner man. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Sea what are this? Sea people who go to the seamen. Yes, you are also seamen. Yes.
Čitao sam o ovim drevnim polinezijskim pomorcima, a ti si sam pomorac.
And you will be interested to hear that there are only one or maximum two or three who still know this art.
I zanimat ćete da saznaš da postoje još najviše dvojice ili trojice koje još uvijek poznaju tu umjetnost.
Modern men, modern scientists had, you know, they had asked themselves the question, how could these men without modern navigation systems cross the ocean and not fail to reach sometimes islands and some you know and different harbors for their trading industry.
Suvremeni znanstvenici su si razbijali glavu kako su ti ljudi mogli ploviti tako na velike udaljenosti bez ikakvih suvremenih sredstava za navigaciju instrumenata, a ipak nisu nikad promašili neki otok ili neku luku gdje su željeli trgovati.
I think they used to cross the Pacific Ocean. Is it the Pacific Ocean there in Polynesia? Must be, yeah. And it's known there are these streams like the Gulf Stream and so on, which really can carry a ship toward, not only this much from the course in our example, but miles and miles from the course.
Ja Oni su putovali tihim oceanom, a tamo su struje tako jake da ne samo za metar mogu skrenuti, kao što smo mi u našem primjeru govorili, već mogu milje i milje sa kursa skrenuti brodove.
This inner map, to train this inner map, it was really a science of a psychological work.
Dakle, stvoriti tu unutarnju mapu je bila zaista znanost psihološkog djelovanja.
You can learn this in a little bit in your own house when you have to go in the night to the bathroom, and then when you come back from the bathroom you should switch off all the lights and then go in the darkness through your house, the stairs, stepnitsa, and the doors and so on. I have trained a little bit, it works for me for 10 meters, but then I lose my inner map. Human mind is capable of learning this. You can try in the evening. This evening you can try to walk with light out. You can get amazingly far with this inner map, especially in houses which you know, like your own kuchi.
Naročito u prostorijama koje poznate kao u vlastitoj kući.
So in Krishna consciousness we also need this very much. This inner map is made by regular reading. By meeting sincere devotees. And by asking from time to time your spiritual master.
I postavljanje pitanja s vremena na vreme svom duhovnom učitelju.
Yes. Then he can help you put this map in your heart.
On vam može onda pomoći da postavite tu mapu u svoje srce.
Many times he will tell you, yes, why don't you go in this direction and wait for Krishna to tell you exactly what you should do. Sometimes also, Milivoj, when you need some piece of your inner map which you think you have lost, sometimes only Krishna knows that piece. You have to pray, please Krishna, show me my next steps. And then you have to sharpen your ears to hear the Lord's answer. Very often it comes in the form of synchronicities.
Često to dolazi u obliku sinhronizacije.
There is signs which come in the outside world.
A to su znaci koji dolaze iz vanjskog svijeta.
Once Umapati Maharaj, he told us that when he was in San Francisco and he wanted to, you know, give his life a new direction, he was praying to the Lord, show me my next steps, please show me my next steps.
Kad je pričao jednom Umapati Maharaj kad je bio u San Francisco, onda je želio zauzeti jedan novi kurs u svom životu i molio intenzivno Krišnu, pokaži mi moje naredne korake.
It was in autumn time.
Bilo je to jesenje doba.
The rain was raining.
Kiše su padale.
The park was lonely.
Park je bio napušten.
And cold.
I hladan.
The leaves came falling down from the trees. In my next steps. At that time he saw that a piece of paper was sticking to his shoes. He tried to shake it away. and still it was sticking to the foot. Finally he grabbed it and wanted to budget it. Then he looked, it was invitation to the Sunday feast of the Hare Krishna temple. So maybe so this is what we should pray. Please show me my next steps. I only want to serve you. And then we should look what is the answer. Maybe we find somewhere something which really speaks to us.
Mm-hmm.
In my seminar, the higher connection in the summer camp, I will only speak about such things.
Na mom seminaru na ljetnom kampu koji će se zvati Viša povezanost, govorit ću o tim stvarima.
Now I cannot tell you much more because then you won't come to the seminar. Dolores. You said that in order to become Krishna conscious, we should be expert and we should be strong and an expert. But what does it really mean to be an expert? Maybe sometimes it means to be weak. While you were speaking, I was remembering a very, very strong German woman called Gretel Ehrlich, who was struck by a thunderbolt and in Japan and was forced for hospitalization, and she was forced to go into a hospital. Then a Japanese monk came to her and said, "You were always so strong, Gretel Ehrlich."
Tada je do nje došao jedan japanski monak i rekao, uvijek si bila tako snažna, Grete.
Now it's time for you to learn to become weak.
Sada je vrijeme da naučiš biti slaba.
To be expert means really to surrender to Krishna's will. This is the greatest expertise.
To je najveća vještina.
There is there's a science to surrender.
Predaja je znanost.
You must be humble. You must do what is favorable to the Lord's service and stop doing that which is unfavorable.
Moraš raditi ono što Gospodin voli u svojoj službi, ali prestati raditi ono što je nepokorno.
You must make yourself dependent on Krishna.
Moraš naučiti biti ovisna o Krishni.
Join Krishna's family.
Pridružiti se Krishnoj obitelji.
And he is the father who takes care of you.
A on je otac koji će se pobrinuti za tebe.
You must learn to be to give yourself in the hands of the Lord for his protection. The expert surrendering, the expert expertise is in surrendering, really.
Savršenstvo, vještina u predavanju je to.
Hare Krishna, what is